listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Lee. What price do you put on your health? Relive International is a leading food science company offering U.S. patented nutritional products in 6 countries around the world. Eileen and I are excited to share with you what Relive has done for many people. Tune in 11 a.m. every Saturday. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
Hello, this is David Wilbur, a professional insurance agent right here on the Treasure Coast for more than 30 years and partner in InsurePro Insurance Agency located in St. Lucie West. My insurance knowledge and years of experience both in insurance and in life in general allow me to provide the right insurance advice to protect you, your family, your business. I am available at 871-6272 or on the web at insurepro.com. David Wilbur and InsurePro, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, known for quality advice and service.
Any person, place, or thing that suspends God's authority and challenges your loyalty and eliminates God in your life, you got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. You got to eliminate.
Welcome to Capturing His Conscience with Pastor Bernard King, Sr. Pastor Bernard is Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Bible Fellowship in Delray Beach, Florida. The focus of our ministry is to be more than ordinary servants for an extraordinary God. This is your host, Tom Moon. In today's program, we're going to continue a topical series that will encourage us to maintain a biblical mindset in the coming year. Pastor Bernard will be emphasizing that obedience to the Scripture is necessary for us to enjoy a close relationship with God. Pastor Bernard will be discussing several passages of Scripture in today's message, beginning with John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Now here's Pastor Bernard with today's message, Obedience Invites the Infinite God to Show Up in Your Life, Part 2.
Obedience invites the infinite God to show up in your life. You see, God is engaged and God is involved, and He has not kicked us to the curb. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He is sovereign. He's all-knowing. The issue at hand is that we are the ones that get disconnected. We are the ones that don't stay close and get to that place where I just don't see Him working, Pastor. See, my purpose this morning is to point you to the Scriptures, which I believe will place in our hearts and minds a position to see God and experience God on a personal level. I don't want any religion, cold religions that you're wrapped up in or tradition. I want to have an encounter with Almighty God. How about you? You want to see God as He is in His Scriptures, in His totality, where He's given us the Spirit to do so. Again, I want to invite you to join me in our Bible study, How Can I See God? Obedience invites the infinite God to show up in our life. Too often, my beloved, too often we find ourselves in situations where we feel we succumb to this false notion, I just don't see God. I used to be on fire. I was serving, I was engaged. My spiritual antenna was so sensitive, I can hear God. And all day long, we fellowshiped. He walked with me and He talked with me and He tells me I'm His own. So often we were, but recently, because of a set of circumstances, things out of your control, events, decisions, engaging out there in the world, maybe you've been seduced to believe that God doesn't see you and God doesn't care, and you just can't see Him moving in your life. What situation or current challenge has placed you in that place to say, God, I just don't see. I thought you cared for me. Now, you need to hear yourself when you say things like that. The word of God is able to lift you out of your pity and your despair because the word of God is true. But what you feel is not always true. Amen? What you are beginning to deduce or bring together because you've been evaluating your situations financially, relationally, publicly, professionally, in your Christian walk, in your ministry, I got to say something to you in a loving and respectful way. Be careful before you draw that conclusion. Make sure God got you there. Not the setback, not the disappointment. And even in cases of blessings, you still got to be careful that make sure that God is helping you direct and draw your conclusion. We must see God. The problem is, by faith, you know God is not the problem. If you're exercising biblical faith, by faith. But if you're working by feelings, then God is the one that has the problem. God is the one that's not paying attention. God is the one that's falls short. Now you think about when you're processing that. Does that make sense? Does that line up with the word of God? And if we're all honest, I'm sure all of us have been there. To some degree, to some extent. My objective, again, is to get you to put the right glasses on so you can see God accurately. You can see God for who he is in spite of your situation. Well, we need some help with that. In order to see God, God gave in his sovereignty the Lord Jesus with his disciples, and he said, I'm going to give you a helper to help you to see God. I'm going to give you someone so you can see me accurately. You need some assistance because you guys, on occasion and too often, you're going to be in the flesh. So you're going to need some help. You're going to need an assistant. Everybody say comforter. And we know he's the Holy Ghost. He's the Spirit of God, and by the way, he is God. Let's look at it. John 14, 15 to 21. I'm going to read the text. But before I do, let me pray. John chapter 14, the Gospel of John chapter 14. I'm going to read verses 15 to 21. But before I do, let's pray. Lord, I'm excited about the opportunity to give the word which you placed on my heart to share with your body here at Cornerstone Bible Fellowship. I know we got the promise about your word not returning empty or void. But Lord, I pray that everybody would get honest right now. Be honest, Father. Help us to be honest and say, you know what? Lord, I'm going to step out of the way. Grant me the grace and the serenity to get rid of or to eliminate any influence that's going to be an obstacle from hearing from you. Because God, whenever we read your word with the right heart, there's always a blessing. There's always a blessing, there's always a purging, there's always a convicting. And we thank you for the Spirit of God. Those that are born of your Spirit, Father, I know if they don't grieve them right now and listen, you're going to have your way in us today. And it's in Christ's name, for your glory, we pray. Amen. John 14, the Gospel of John 14, verses 15 to 21. And I'm reading from the KJV. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye shall see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love you, and will manifest myself to him. If you believe the word of God is true, say amen. Amen. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. They are not my words. So you need to ask yourself a question. Do I see God working in my life? Why would I make such a statement? And I need this scripture, and I need God's word to purge my conscience right now and to speak to me. Yeah, we're talking about obedience. We're talking about God's commandments and his word. And as we view from last week, you notice the text in verse 14, it starts with behavior, if you were taking notes. In order to see God to work in your life, it starts with a behavior, and that behavior is obedience. Love Jesus above all. So right now, you need to ask yourself, do I love Jesus above all things? Don't give Jesus the religious action, the religious answer right now. Don't give this pastor what you think the pastor wants to hear right now. You be honest with God, and you say, God, there is no one and nobody and no thing more important to you in my life right now. God, I love you more than anything. I pray you can be an affirmative with that. If not, you need to repent. If not, there's an idol. If not, and guess what? The idol's not necessarily 90-foot tall statue. The idol's not necessarily, it can be a vehicle. It could be a relationship. It could be a person. Any person, place, or thing that suspends God's authority and challenges your loyalty and eliminates God in your life, you got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. You got to eliminate it. Jesus said, you know, he says, love me. Second point, Jesus prays for a permanent partner. Jesus prays for a permanent partner to enable us to love and experience God. You see, that's a promise. So we got no excuses. We have no excuses, body of Christ. Because it's not like we don't have the capacity. It's not like we can't have the experience to love God and to see him right now. And when you do fall at that place, and it will happen, you need to know it's going to happen, where all of a sudden, I just don't feel it, Pastor. I just don't sense it, Pastor. I got questions, Pastor. Well, guess what? There's a wonderful partner. There's an assistant, the Holy Ghost. Question, why aren't you listening to him? You guys know your theology, but can you practice it? Can this pastor practice it? Can this pastor say, Bernard, you've been here 5 years. This is where you are, where the church is going. I have to listen to God. I got to put my ear a little bit closer to the ground of faith, and I got to say, okay, God, boy, I need to look up more and say, God, I got to hear you. I got to follow you. But there's nothing wrong with saying, God, forgive me. I'm not tracking with you right now. Right now, God, I got an attitude with you right now, God. Right now, there's a voice greater than yours. There's a voice, there's an impression greater than yours that I have, that I am entertaining right now. Jesus knew that. That's why he prayed. And let me tell you something. The first time I ran across this passage, I was so convicted. Because you would think naturally, when someone's giving you everything as it relates to salvation, when God's done a tremendous work in your life, you know where you came from. You know how he's been faithful Sunday through Saturday, 7 days a week, 24 hours a week, all your life, all your years. God has been faithful. You think you will have no problem loving someone so faithful. One that provides, one that protects, one that's giving you victory over the enemy, one that has secured your destiny. You would think that there's no problem loving someone like that, right? You would think that we would not have an issue with loving God. But the bottom line is, we have a hard time loving God sometimes. Is that the truth? Say amen. You know what to say because you've been programmed to say it. But what does your heart say right now? So when you find yourself in that situation, here's what you need to know. Here's where your faith kicks in. Jesus, pray for me. He's praying for me. Help me. I got help coming right away. I've been waiting for you to ask me. Guess who he is? The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, he is that, I love that, he is a permanent partner. He's not going anywhere. Jesus, through my way of the Spirit, he said, I'm not leaving you. Again, the context. Jesus walked with these disciples. He loved these disciples. He did all these miracles. He offered his life on the cross, and he died, and he resurrected on the third day. The most incredible man was dying and leaving. Now he's leaving them a second time. Lord, we saw you die on Calvary. Now you're leaving us again. I won't leave you like orphans. I'm going to send somebody. I cannot imagine anybody taking your place, Jesus. I can't begin to fathom. There is no one, nowhere in this world that can take your place, remove your ministry, how you touched us. Oh, only God. Only God could replace God in terms of his ministry. And that's what the Spirit did. The Spirit's forever. The Spirit, you know, you guys, you study on the Holy Spirit, that he is eternal, that he's also God. We believe in a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So I love the fact that Jesus prayed for his disciples, and he prayed for us, and he sent us a permanent partner. And that's why he went to the Father. That comforter is that word, parakletos. Parakletos means to summon. He's another person. So we know the person and ministry of Jesus Christ was modified in this way that now it wasn't a physical Jesus. It wasn't the Jesus that was praying with them. It wasn't the Jesus that ate with them. It'll be a new one to come. The true vicar of Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost, not the Pope, not a pastor, not a rabbi. Not your mother, not your dad. The only one that does the work of God in our lives and keep us close to him is the Comforter. Amen? Jesus had to physically leave his disciples in order to bring this new Comforter. Because only God could take the place of God, and that was by way of the Holy Spirit. Another thought I want you to see in that passage in John before we move on. You have, take note, identity, intimacy, and indwelling. You have an identity, and you have intimacy, and you have an indwelling. Look at verse 17. He is identified. The Holy Spirit is identified. He's not what you, it's not the mood food that you like to eat. The Holy Spirit is identified. He tells you that he's not the spirit of this world. He is not the spirit of a religion or traditional denomination. He is the spirit of truth. Even the spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither know him. But ye know him, for he dwells in with you and shall be in you. We got him identified. He talks about the intimacy. He's inside us and he lives in us. Now, this beckons a question. Why in the world do I go to the council of the ungodly? Why do I try to be unequally yoked with the person of the world? We're very, very polite, we're very kind, we're very gracious, and we need to see that the world, that we love them. But you can't ask an unsaved person to pray for you who they're praying to. The Holy Spirit doesn't live within them. They can't track with you. They can't grieve with you. But today, Christianity, oh, we just love everybody. That's not the right kind of love. The right kind of love is giving them the truth that they need to be born again. We trust Jesus as the Savior. I love what the Bible did here in this text by way of the Holy Spirit. He identifies the spirit of truth. So that tells me it's indicative that if it's a spirit of truth in the world today, then there's a spirit of error. There's a spirit of truth in the church, and then there's a spirit of error, falsehood in the church. There's a spirit of truth and a spirit of error. And that's why you got to be careful with Christian radio. Please be careful with Christian radio. Be careful with Christian television. Be careful everything that's Christian today, because you got to discern the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. How many of you guys know that there's error on the radio sometimes, Christian radio? How many of you know there's error in Christian television? How many of you guys know there's error sometimes in so-called fellowship circles going on? Let me pause there. I'm going to have to take this sidebar because it ties in. Hold your place here. Turn to 1 John 4:1-6, since we're talking about the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, and I need you to see it for what it is. It's a warning. If John, around 90 AD, he's right in the Gospel of John about keeping God's commandments, so about 60 or 70 years later in his life, he begins to talk about, hey, I got to remind him again. 1 John 4:1-6. 1 John 4:1-6. You got your text? Say amen. Beloved, so we know he's talking to Christians. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are God, because many, many false prophets are going out into the world. That word prophet, you can also put false teachers. Christian celebrities, so-called Christian celebrity superstars, read their books, listen what they're saying. You will see that what they're teaching is not lining up with the word of God. Even today, in John's day and in the 21st century, many false prophets are going out to the world, so they're here. Okay, help us out, John, verse 2. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. This is how you know Cornerstone Bible Fellowship. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already in the world. Pause for a second. Now, there are groups out there that say, Jesus Christ has come, but you got to do your homework. You got to make sure you're in the spirit to say, what Jesus are you talking about? Because if you're speaking to our Catholic friends, you know their Jesus is not the Jesus in your Bible. Their Jesus is crucified every Mass, over and over and over again. Their Jesus has been reduced to the Eucharist. And if you're talking to some of our Jewish friends, they are still looking for the Messiah. So they're not talking about the same Jesus. The Muslims are not talking about the same Jesus. Make sure you talk about the Jesus of the Scriptures, that he is God, Almighty God, virgin born. He is God in the flesh, God incarnate, who came on planet Earth to die for our sins. And he resurrected on the third day. And he lives forevermore, and he's alive today. That church might be dead, but Jesus is alive today. Make sure it's the Jesus that we preach is the Jesus that encompasses the gospel, because there's a lot of people don't have the right Jesus today. That's another side. That's another spirit. The kind of Jesus that would be consistent with the word of God. Jesus, I got to say this with all due respect, Jesus would not ordain nor support same-sex marriage in the name of love. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. Because the Jesus you want to create, you're asking him to deviate from his character. And he said, I always do those things that please my Father. He is still pleasing the Father. The Jesus of the Scriptures would not challenge the Scriptures or contradict the Scriptures and supplant the Scriptures and elevate a personal experience over the Scriptures. That's not the Jesus today. We must preach the Jesus that referenced the Old Testament when it came down to divorce, referenced the Old Testament when it came down to marriage, referenced the Old Testament when it came down to his coming. Make sure you got the right Jesus. Verse 4 now. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. That he needs to be Jesus. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of closing point. There's an ecumenical, brand new umbrella that's being set up to embrace the Buddhist, the Hindu, to embrace the unconverted Jew, to embrace all denominations, all in the name of global peace, all in the name of God, all coming together, and Jesus is not invited. There are false teachers that are pushing personal elevation and prosperity and health and don't want to comment on words that Jesus would use like sin and hell. They don't want those words anymore because they're too offensive. Point is that false teachers are popular and well received by the world because, like the false prophets in the Old Testament, they tell people what they want to hear. There's a very famous pastor out there in Houston. He's getting ready to come on NBC, a national radio or television program on Sunday mornings. He's getting ready to start his message will be broadcast on NBC. Do you know the programming that NBC produces? And yet he's embraced. Be careful. Be careful when the world says you like us. Be careful when the world says you can identify with us. We're on the same page. Wrong! That's the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Because the Bible says the world does not receive our convictions. The world don't understand why they want to say we are homophobic, we are unloving, we are arrogant, we are prideful. Who are you Christians to think that you have the monopoly on truth? You see, the world loved their own. John is warning us. You go out there on your workplace, you go to your family functions, you get out there in public and you start speaking the truth about Jesus, you start teaching the scriptures, here's what's going to happen. When you faithfully teach and preach God's word, you won't win any popularity contest. You won't be celebrated by an opinion poll. Here's the truth. People do not, as a matter of fact, they hate you making them accountable for their behavior. People do not want to be called out about your sin. Matter of fact, look at yourself. When people call you out by your sin, how you feel about it? That's right. Initially, most of us do not say, oh, thank you for kissing me with that conviction, brother. Thank you for telling me. I mean, you just cut me so deep. You hurt me, man. Praise the Lord. You hurt me. But the truth is, real love says you're living a life that doesn't line up with God. You know what God has said about purity. You know what God has said about finances. You know what God has said about relationships. You know what God has said when it comes down to the protocol and your commitment and your time and your energy, everything about you. And by the way, you know what God has said to you, that who you belong to. You do not belong to yourself. You belong to Almighty God.
We thank you for joining us today for the first part of Pastor Bernard's message, Obedience Invites an Infinite God to Show Up in Your Life, Part 2. In today's message, Pastor emphasized the need for the followers of Jesus Christ to be discerning regarding spiritual teaching. According to the scriptures, there is a spirit of truth and a spirit of error. Teaching that is based on the spirit of truth will always be in accordance with the scriptures. In order to honor the Lord, we must make sure that scriptures are the authority for our lives rather than emotional, feeling-based doctrine that emphasizes experience over truth. To learn more about a relationship with God, please visit our website at cbfdelray.org or contact our office at 561-243-9127. We'd love to hear from you. We invite you to join us for our next program on Thursday at 1 p.m. Capturing His Conscience is a ministry of Cornerstone Bible Fellowship in Delray Beach, Florida. This ministry is supported by listeners like you. If Capturing His Conscience has been a blessing to you, please prayerfully consider visiting our website and making a donation to support this work of the Lord. Until next time, this is Tom Moon encouraging you to be more than an ordinary servant for an extraordinary God.